Maryam Mohammadi Naseb has a genetic blood disorder called thalassemia. She needs frequent blood transfusions just to keep going.
Our body doesn't produce blood, so we need to receive it monthly along with some specific medicines. But we haven't been able to find the medicines we need for months now, and we're slowly dying because of it.
That is because she is also caught in the crossfire of global politics. Finding medication in Iran has been difficult since 2018. That's when the U.S. pulled out of Iran's nuclear deal with world powers and reimposed economic sanctions. But there is more that prevents Maryam from receiving proper medical care.
Many international firms have also stopped doing business with Iran as they fear they may also be sanctioned. They include global distributors of medical supplies, and this has crippled people's access to medical treatment across the country.
Thalassemia patients are now among millions of people whose health is seriously threatened.
When the U.S. pulled out of the nuclear deal, we thought it was just a political situation and that we wouldn't be affected that much. But more people are dying by the day. 547 patients have since died, and another 7,000 are at risk. As many as 300 of them may not make it by the end of next year.
For Yunus Arab, the loss is all too familiar. This photo is from a picnic he organized with thalassemia patients back in 2013. Those he points to are no longer alive.
I'm begging the people who imposed these sanctions, if they have a problem with our officials, they should solve it with them. They shouldn't target ordinary people. They need to know that these medicines are vital, and they must lift sanctions so we can receive them. We can't live a normal life like this.
An eighth round of talks to revive the 2015 nuclear deal is now underway in Vienna. But so far, it hasn't produced any tangible result. And with the health of millions of people at stake in Iran, any failure could do worse than damage its economy. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Tehran.